Predicting Model Behavior Before Release by Simulating Deployment by OpenAI. Using realistic conversation contexts to better estimate undesired model behavior before release. Introduction. Before releasing a new model, labs need to understand not just what it can do, but how it is likely to behave in real-world use, including where it might introduce new risks. This becomes even more important as capabilities increase. As part of our pre-deployment safety review, we leverage targeted evaluations, red teaming, and other checks to understand model behavior. We've now started using a method for simulating model deployments before they happen, which adds a complementary signal, a deployment-like preview of how a candidate model may behave before it reaches users. Deployment simulation is a method for simulating a future deployment before it happens. We do so by replaying previous conversations in a privacy-preserving manner with a new candidate model. This enables us to study how the new model responds in realistic contexts before release, including whether new undesired behaviors emerge and how often they may appear. Across multiple GPT-5 series thinking deployments, deployment simulation improved our estimates of undesired model behavior rates, helped surface novel forms of misalignment before release, and helped reduce the risk that models would be able to tell they were being tested. We also applied the method to challenging agentic rollouts, showing that it can extend beyond standard chat to more complex agent settings involving tool use, and can also be used for risk assessment before internal model deployments. We have already used insights from deployment simulation during model development to identify blind spots in traditional evaluations and inform mitigations and deployment decisions. As we make the pipeline easier to run, we expect it to play a larger role in the future model development process. How deployment simulation works. Pre-deployment evaluations used across the industry generally consist of a mix of synthetic, manually written, or production prompts intentionally selected to be difficult, high severity, or adversarial. These evaluations have generally had two intertwined goals: assessing how the model responds when stress tested in situations that have a very small chance of occurring in deployment traffic, and gaining a general understanding of undesired model behaviors, including finding novel undesired behaviors and predicting their deployment time frequencies. While traditional evaluations remain crucial for the first goal, deployment simulation represents a significant step forward with regards to the second goal for non-tail risks. In our experiments, our approach can't be expected to measure behaviors that occur with frequency less than 1 in 200,000 messages. Deployment simulation's strength comes from sidestepping some core challenges with traditional evaluations. The first is coverage. It is difficult to be confident that evaluation prompts will cover all possible types of undesired model behavior. Measuring new types of undesired behavior requires creating new evaluations and knowing what harms to measure. This can be time and labor intensive, and evaluations can saturate over time. The second is selection biases. Traditional evaluations generally are built with specific undesired model behaviors in mind, selected in ways that bias towards contexts that have previously occurred. This may make their estimates less informative about incidents of such behaviors in the full breadth of the deployment distribution. The third is being recognizable as tests by models. Models have been increasingly able to determine they are being tested, which can distort their behavior and our downstream measurements of their safety. While many of the traditional evaluations we use at OpenAI are also drawn from production traffic and don't suffer from this issue, this is a common concern for many traditional evaluations used across the industry. The main technique behind deployment simulation is simple. We take recent conversations from deployment, remove the original assistant response from the older model, and regenerate it with a candidate model to be released. We evaluate the completions by searching for new failure modes and estimate deployment time undesired behavior frequency based on frequency in this deployment-like distribution. We can perform the same measurements after release on real deployment traffic, enabling us to validate our pre-deployment forecasts. Deployment simulation significantly mitigates the three limitations listed above. Sampling bias is addressed by using a distribution of evaluation prompts representative of recent usage. Deployment simulation with representative prompts can also mitigate concerns about coverage. We get greater coverage of undesirable model behaviors by simply simulating more traffic. This trade-off between compute and coverage is important because it makes the quality of this axis of risk assessment scale with compute rather than the manual effort required to build more evaluations. Models also don't seem to be able to distinguish between conversations obtained via deployment simulation and real deployment traffic. How we tested deployment simulation. To evaluate deployment simulation, we pre-registered predictions for the deployment time frequency of 20 types of undesirable behavior for GPT-5.4 thinking. We also ran retrospective studies across other deployments of thinking models of the GPT-5 series. The model behaviors we analyze cover both misalignment and disallowed content categories, which we have been reporting in system cards. For example, the model lying about tools or outputting disallowed sexual content. While for these results, we only track 20 categories of undesired model behavior and only look for novel misaligned behaviors, deployment simulation is a general technique which could be applied to simulate any deployment time model property. The production traffic we leveraged was also from thinking models of the GPT-5 series. Before running our evaluations, we automatically removed account-linked identifiers and identifiable information. In accordance with our privacy policy, we only analyze ChatGPT traffic from users who allow their data to be used for model improvements. We report only aggregate findings from these evaluations. In total, we analyzed approximately 1.3 million de-identified conversations across GPT-5, thinking through GPT-5.4 deployments, spanning August 2025 to March 2026. We evaluate the quality of the pre-deployment risk assessment produced by deployment simulation in three main ways. First, taxonomy coverage. Did post-release auditing surface any important misaligned behaviors missing from our initial bad behavior taxonomy? Second, directional accuracy. Did the simulation correctly predict whether deployment prevalence would increase or decrease for known behaviors? Third, rate calibration. Were our pre-deployment estimates close to the rates we later observed in deployment? Achieving good rate calibration requires more than directional accuracy, making this the highest possible quality standard. We also measure how much models are able to tell they are in an evaluation during deployment simulation and test how robust the method is to different forms of deployment traffic and to challenging tool use settings. Deployment simulation significantly expands pre-deployment risk assessment. Across GPT-5 series thinking deployments, deployment simulation outperformed challenging prompt baselines in determining actual risk rate, was able to surface calculator hacking before release, and appeared potentially indistinguishable from deployment to the model. An overview of our predictions. The predictions for GPT-5.4 thinking were pre-registered, while the others were retroactive predictions. In aggregate, our predictions had a median multiplicative error of 1.5 times. For example, if the undesirable behavior rate is 10 in 100,000, this would correspond to estimating a rate of 15, or 6.67 in 100,000. While tail errors of our method can be roughly 10 times larger, we expect they can be significantly reduced with further improvements to our simulation pipeline. Comparing deployment simulation predictions to baselines. The most important categories to estimate correctly for pre-deployment risk assessments are ones that have large changes of incidence after the model's deployment. On this subset, deployment simulation is substantially better than baselines, both at predicting whether a certain undesirable behavior will increase or decrease in prevalence with a model's deployment, and at estimating its exact deployment time incidence. We use two main baselines, a challenging prompts baseline, which we currently use for system cards and launch decisions, and a naive baseline of using rates from the previous deployment as estimates for the new model. Sources of simulation error in our pipeline. We also studied the current sources of error in our pipeline. Large tail errors make the pipeline less trustworthy for deployment decisions. For example, when seeing a large predicted increase in an undesirable behavior of a certain type, if the pipeline is known to have even occasional large errors, it raises doubt about whether this is a reliable estimate or an artifact of the pipeline. There are two main sources of possible error. The first is resampling environment fidelity error. To estimate production rates accurately, our simulation pipeline needs to be as realistic as possible. This is in part an engineering problem, sampling from the model using the same pipelines used for production traffic, and in part an interesting challenge for tools which need read and write access to external resources which are constantly changing, such as web searches or interacting with local files. We can isolate the simulation fidelity error by comparing predictions from an actual deployment and its simulation, that is, simulating the deployment of the already deployed model. The second is prompt distribution shift error. A major concern with deployment simulation is that any model's deployment will cause a distributional shift in inputs, especially if users adapt to new model affordances. We isolate prompt distribution error by comparing estimates when simulating the deployment using recent prompts versus prompts from the realized deployment. We find that a large fraction of the error in our pipeline, especially for tail errors, is currently due to simulation fidelity. This is good news, as we expect simulation fidelity to be generally easier to improve than reducing prompt distribution shift. We also find that prompt distribution shift error may be reduced by using the most recent data from the previous deployment. Automated auditing found the one new misalignment introduced in these deployments. In the deployment window we studied, our automated auditing pipeline based on simulated deployments would have surfaced calculator hacking before release, which was the only novel misalignment we identified in the analyzed ChatGPT traffic. Calculator hacking is a form of reward hacking which involves the model using a browser tool as a calculator while presenting the action as a search. This does not mean large-scale auditing will catch every new failure, but it shows why realistic contexts matter. They can elicit behaviors that narrower eval sets may never surface directly, even if they were not present in the original traffic used to seed the simulation. Reducing evaluation awareness. Another advantage of using deployment-like contexts is that they may reduce distortions that arise when models recognize they are being tested. In prior research, we, as well as others, have found that models are often aware of when they're being tested. For example, models may reason in their chain of thought about what they're being tested on, what an evaluator might like, and if they're misbehaving, whether they'll be caught. This poses a problem for alignment evaluations. If a model is only well-behaved because it thinks it's being tested, how do we build confidence that it'll behave safely once it learns it's been deployed? We show that deployment simulation substantially reduces levels of evaluation awareness exhibited by models relative to traditional evaluations which are not based on real deployment data. We measure evaluation awareness in three ways: by asking a model to classify whether a trajectory came from production or an evaluation, monitoring chain of thought for explicit statements about being evaluated for alignment, as well as for metagaming, that is, any reasoning about oversight. Simulated deployment traffic closely matched real deployment traffic across all three measures. For example, GPT 5.2 labeled real production traffic as evaluation-like 5.4% of the time and simulated traffic 5.1% of the time, while traditional evaluations, such as Sibiwi Bench or MonoRepo Bench, which are composed primarily of synthetic examples, were classified as evaluations almost 100% of the time. Tool simulation for agentic trajectories. To test whether the method could extend beyond standard chat modes, we also studied simulating deployments for challenging agentic coding settings. Specifically, we use 120,000 internal employee agentic trajectories from GPT 5.4 to simulate the internal deployment of coding agents based on GPT 5.5. This serves two purposes. It shows how deployment simulation can also be used for risk assessment for internal deployments, and it demonstrates that it is possible to make simulation fidelity high even in agentic settings via careful tool simulation. We discussed that the simulation fidelity is one of the main sources of error in our current pipeline. One of the challenges with making deployment simulations realistic is that it requires tools to act in realistic ways, even when they need read and write access to external resources which are constantly changing. This is especially challenging for settings such as agentic deployments. A single agent trajectory can depend on hundreds of tool calls, repository state, network responses, or transient failures. This makes resampling with real tool access both challenging and potentially dangerous. In light of this, instead of applying tool calls to live systems, we simulate them with another large language model. We show that giving this model extra affordances is essential to realism and therefore estimation quality. We give the tool simulator model the original final turn rollout, the repository from the time of the conversation, a database of tool call and tool response pairs, and read-only connectors. In a test where a discriminator tried to tell simulated from real rollouts, realism improved from an 11.6% win rate to 49.5%, near the 50% chance level. These results suggest that deployment simulation can extend to complex agent settings when the surrounding tool environment is simulated with sufficient fidelity. WildChat and external auditing. A natural question is whether external auditors can get some of the same benefits without access to private production traffic. We tested this with 100,000 WildChat conversations used as prefixes. WildChat was less accurate than recent OpenAI production data, but still informative. Recent production data had lower average multiplicative error than WildChat, 1.75 times versus 2.44 times, while WildChat often stayed within roughly 3 times of production rates and identified the better model at above chance rates. We see WildChat-style evaluations as a promising complement to developer-run deployment simulation. Limitations. Deployment simulation is a complement to, not a replacement for, adversarial evaluations, red teaming, and targeted tail risk analysis. The detection of some undesired model behaviors relies on chain-of-thought monitorability. If future models reason less legibly, omit key steps, or learn to obscure intent, we may not be able to detect these forms of undesirable behavior. Furthermore, because production data is private, developers currently have stronger access to representative contexts than external auditors. Better public datasets could narrow that gap. Deployment simulation is most useful for behaviors that occur often enough to appear in sampled prefixes. A failure that occurs once in 10 million conversations is unlikely to be discovered in a million sample run, so adversarial evaluations, red teaming, and targeted tail risk analysis remain necessary. We currently focus on simulating a single assistant response, as in preliminary experiments, we did not find meaningful improvements to our estimates by simulating multiple turns. This may be an important area for improving simulation fidelity in the future. The method also depends on the prefix distribution, the mix of conversations that are being resampled. Historical traffic may not match how users interact with a more capable model after a major product change, new tool release, world event, or seasonal shift. Analysis in the full paper suggests that this issue can be mitigated by using the most recent data available. Conclusion: deployment simulation is a new approach to pre-deployment risk assessment that helps frontier labs and evaluators predict how language models may behave in the real world and understand the risks they pose before deployment. It complements existing safety evaluations, red teaming, and targeted analysis by adding a more production-like prediction layer that can improve estimates of deployment behavior, reduce evaluation awareness effects, and make pre-deployment predictions checkable after release. Used alongside traditional evaluations, deployment simulation can help make model risk assessment more realistic, more quantitative, and more useful for deployment decisions. A closer look at the methodology from the research paper. To close, here is a more detailed walk through the technical methodology drawn from the companion research paper. The paper describes how to simulate the deployment of a candidate model, which it calls Model X, using production data from a deployed model, which it calls Model Y. Following prior work that treats changes to deployed learning systems as counterfactual interventions, the team holds the historical context fixed while changing only the model that produces the next response. The full method is a 5-step pipeline. Step 1 is to sample representative production prefixes. From recent production conversations generated with the deployed model, the team uniformly samples eligible user turns from the product context whose deployment they aim to simulate, for example ChatGPT or Codex. For each sampled turn, they retain the conversation prefix through that user message and remove all later turns. Step 2 is to generate a target model completion in the simulated environment. They generate the next assistant response for each prefix using the candidate model in a production-like environment. This is a single-turn approximation of the target deployment. It captures the target model's response to realistic user contexts, but may not fully reproduce tool state or capture multi-turn adaptation effects between the user and the model. In preliminary experiments, they did not find meaningful improvements to their estimates by simulating multiple turns. Step 3 is to audit the simulated deployment for new misbehaviors. They run an automated auditing pipeline over the simulated deployment with the aim of identifying previously unseen forms of misalignment introduced by the candidate model. Step 4 is to produce pre-release prevalence estimates. They update the taxonomy of previously known misbehavior types with any new types of interest surfaced by the auditing step, then freeze a measurement procedure for each, in their case, a grader prompt. For each tracked category, they then measure its prevalence in the simulated distribution as their estimate of the real deployment rate. The decision to release the model can be informed by these estimates. Step 5 is to validate and report estimate quality after deployment. If the model is released, they rerun the same fixed measurement stack after release on production traffic from the new model. This post-release rerun evaluates the pipeline along three axes: taxonomy coverage, directional accuracy, and rate calibration, where calibration is the most ambitious measure of success. On privacy and data handling, the paper notes that, with the exception of the agentic tool simulation experiments, the experiments used de-identified ChatGPT traffic from GPT-5 series deployments from users who allow their data to be used for model improvements. They exclude temporary chats, employee traffic, ChatGPT Enterprise, API, and Codex traffic, and, due to technical limitations, conversations with file attachments. Before any use in their evaluations, account-linked identifiers and identifiable information were automatically removed, and only aggregate rates and statistical comparisons are reported. In total, they analyze approximately 1.3 million conversations from four production deployments spanning August 2025 to March 2026. All misbehavior labels were obtained by applying GPT-5, thinking graders at high reasoning effort, and each grader labeled only the final assistant turn for the relevant misbehavior. The paper also decomposes forecast error into two sources. Environment fidelity error captures differences between the resampling and production environments, such as sampling pipeline mismatches or poor fidelity of stateful tools. It is isolated by simulating the deployment of an already deployed model and comparing against that model's real production rate. Prefix fidelity error captures the effect of using off-policy prefixes from an earlier deployment. It is isolated by holding the completion model and resampling environment fixed while varying the source of the prefixes. Somewhat surprisingly, the team finds that tail errors are dominated by the resampling environment rather than by prefix distribution shift. With perfect environment fidelity, their largest errors shrink substantially. This is encouraging because environment fidelity is generally easier to improve. Finally, the paper details the tool simulator affordances that make agentic simulation realistic. Rather than letting an unreleased candidate model act on live systems, which could cause the very harms the evaluation is trying to forecast, the team simulates tool responses with another language model and gives that simulator four extra affordances. First, the original trajectory context. Identical tool calls can receive identical results, and similar calls can receive plausible interpolations, which also helps reproduce original failures such as transient service or connectivity issues, since unexpected tool failures often induce misalignment. Second, a time-matched codebase in a container. The simulator is given the codebase checked out at the relevant commit, including untracked files, so that for commands that do not require network access, it can actually execute the proposed command and return the observed result. Third, a queryable database of past tool call and tool response pairs sourced from other conversations, which shows the simulator what particular tool responses typically look like. And fourth, read-only access to network services and connectors to determine what network calls would likely have returned. With all of these affordances, the simulated rollouts became hard to distinguish from real ones, raising a discriminator's win rate from 11.6% to 49.5%, close to the 50% parity point.